the plot thickens, it gives me the Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Nashville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine bow-legged girl finds all outdoors, loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right? But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. And three just done got hauled off in an ambulance. Two done start busting. One and take his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna f with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Dopealicious angel, I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on nap ass hip. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding. And felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would be so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money, might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy pee. So now you back in the trap, just that. Trap. Go on and marinate on that for a minute.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Messages in a Stereo.
This is WMFO 91.5.
This is Saren.
I'm Remy.
And we have two special people with us. Yay. One new member and one reoccurring.
One returning.
Hi guys, I'm Emma.
Hi, I'm Kavya. I'm the new one.
We're really excited to have you guys, as always.
They're replacing Meredith because she cannot make it.
Oh yeah, Meredith is celebrating Passover with her family, so she went back home. Happy Passover.
Happy Passover. I'm not celebrating Passover with my family, but...
I'm sorry, Remy.
But it's all right.
In spirit. So today's theme, we're doing deep dives on two artists each. So I chose Outkast, as you heard in the last one. We're basically just choosing a couple songs from the artists of our choosing. And I'm going to give you a little bit of fun facts about them and whatnot, but I chose Outkast because I feel like people have a couple main songs that they think of when they think of Outkast. And I remember in high school, my friend showed me another song from them. And I was like, wow, I never saw this side of Outkast. So I chose songs that I felt like represented this like other version than your typical Miss Jackson or like Heya. But basically, it's a combination of two people. They're from Atlanta. And their biggest thing was that they blended Southern funk into the rap arena. And this was during a time where rap and like hip hop was primarily in like the north, like east north. And so they addressed a lot of topics like Southern culture and used their platform to talk about social issues. So I hope you guys enjoy. The next song is called Take Off Your Cool, and it's featuring Norah Jones. Bye.
Something for the players out there hustling, getting down for theirs. From East Point, College Park, Decatur.
Man, the scene was so thick. Low riders, 77 Sevilles, L Dogs, nothing but them lacks. All the players, all the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Play.
So that was the end of Saren's songs, and how we're structuring the show is we're kind of going back and forth. So the next three songs will be from me, and one of my artists of choosing is Gracie Abrams. And I picked her because I feel like her talent is kind of undermined by people because she is a Nepo baby. Her dad is J.J. Abrams. And so I feel like people just see her as this like pop girly who got given her fame, which might be true. However, I think she has a lot of lesser known songs that I really enjoy, and they're less, they're still pop songs, but they're less energetic. They're more, I don't know, they're more chill. And I like her music a lot. So those are going to be the next couple songs, and the first Gracie Abrams songs that I have for you is Best. Enjoy.
I was bored out my mind, lost my whole appetite. When I could come to life, I didn't. There all the time, you're the worst of my crimes. You fell hard, I thought good riddance. I never was the best to you. I never was the best to you.
I never was the best to you. I never was.
Hi guys, we're back. We have one more Gracie Abrams song, but we wanted to do the PSA really quick.
Yes, we did. Oh, so, okay. Kavya was going to do it maybe, but now I'm doing it.
You guys can split it.
We can split it. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugar, preservatives, and other kinds of fruit is going... preservatives and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits. Oh, wait, never mind.
Fantastic. Her first, baby's first PSA.
That might not have been our best PSA, but...
What are you talking about?
I think we killed it.
That was 10 out of 5 stars.
Thanks!
Since there's two of you.
We broke the scale.
Okay, enjoy the rest of Gracie
Enjoy
Abrams.
The one last Gracie song.
I told you things that I never said. You're the golden boy and my worst regret. So I cut the cost and I limit feel.
Lost a year, it's strange. Composed 100 ways
Hey guys, that was the end of Remy's set. We're back again.
We back.
That last song was called I Told You Things, and the one before that was Unsteady. So those are my greasy picks.
Fantastic.
Hope you enjoyed.
I enjoyed.
Me too.
I felt like I really saw another side of her.
I'm glad.
A sad side?
I'm a little louder now.
A sad side?
A depressing side.
Now we're moving into my next artist. It's another duo called Drama. They're a Chicago-based American duo. They blend like dance, pop, electronic music, and R&B. I think this artist has a really beautiful voice. I've been listening since like middle school, and I think they're extremely underrated. And they just always remind me of a really good time. And so I thought I would show the Medford community a great lesson. But yeah, their next song that I'm going to play is called Dark Rain. And I hope you guys enjoy.
I don't know how you do it. Don't know how you take my breath away. With every little stupid thing you say. And every time you touch me, there's a shiver that goes down my spine. And then you whisper your mind.
You told
Theron's picks. And so the next couple songs are going back to be my songs, and the artist I picked is Beach House, and they are a duo from Baltimore, Maryland, the DMV represent, and yeah, I don't know a ton of their songs. They have, I think, 9 albums, which is kind of a crazy long discography, but I really like their music. It's very, like, dreamy, kind of, like, hazy. It's very interesting, the production of their music. And so, yeah, super excited to share my beach house. Not my real beach house, the artist's beach house.
I would like to announce my new beach house.
I would like to announce everyone's welcome to my beach house.
Everyone is invited.
Everyone in the whole world. Just kidding. But the
Yeah. You're not even invited to her fake beach house.
You're not even invited to my hypothetical imaginary.
If I had a beach house, you wouldn't be invited.
Not invited. Anyway, the first song is called Girl of the Year.
Yeah, you are.
I am the Girl of the Year. And it's one of my favorites from this artist. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. right, that was the end of the Beach House Picks. That last one was called Walk in the Park, and the one before that was Myth. And I hope you like those songs as much as I did.
Also, we found out that she does have a beach house.
It's a condo. House is a strong word.
And you guys are still not invited.
But neither are we.
Nope.
No one's invited.
Just kidding, you're all invited. But yeah, that was the funny bit. I actually do in fact have a beach place.
It's not a house.
It's quite tiny.
But it's like, isn't it so funny this band is called Beach House and I also have a beach house?
You guys should all pull up. It's in Delaware.
Okay, thanks, Remy.
That's the only address I'll give.
Come to Delaware.
I don't want to dox myself.
Delaware is such not a beach house state.
Yep, this is WMFO in Medford. We're going to play one last artist. It's a joint pick between Remy and I.
It is a joint pick. It is Tame Impala. We'll see if we'll get through all three songs, but if not, that's okay.
If not, we'll see you next week. Enjoy. We're going to be playing Yes, I'm Changing, Loser, and Elephant because we're at Tufts University.
Roll the jumbos!
Have a great night, great weekend. Stay safe. Listen to really great music. Roll jumpos. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks to our guests, too.
You're welcome.
Thanks You're welcome. For having us.
Okay, enjoy.
Let's come.